Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The right fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Baylor Moore. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Baylor Moore. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day strikes out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baylor Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Cardenal moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunt for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North strikes out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North, who is chasing the ball. Jorgensen reaches third base with a triple. McCarver goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jorgensen. The slide. Hundley applies the tag. Jorgensen is out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Baylor Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0 for 1 in the game. Hans hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCarver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 2 in the game. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hickman strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. North hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of North. McCarver reaches second base with a double. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. he's got one RBI. Jorgensen is walked intentionally. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey bunts in front of the plate. Hundley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCarver moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. McCarver scores. Jorgensen moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Expos. Baylor Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Randy Hundley. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Monday moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert bunts towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Monday moves to third. Carmen Fanzone pinch hits for Bill Hands. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monday scores. Beckert moves to third. It's Expos, 2, Cubs, 2. Mike Marshall now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it and throws to home to get Beckert. Fanzone moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver fires to second and picks off Fanzone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Rudolph now catching. Jack Aker now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 3 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Day moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley is walked intentionally. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Day scores. Singleton moves to third. Fairley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. John Bacabella now catching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-3 in the game. North is hit by the pitch. Hickman moves to second. Joe Pepitone pinch hits for Ken Rudolph. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bailey moves to second. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-4 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Foley moves to third. It's 4-2, Expos. Dan McGinn now pitching. Clyde Mayshore pinch hits for Boots Day. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Mayshore reaches second base with a double. Foley scores. Hunt moves to third. It's 5-2, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Singleton is hit by the pitch. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Mayshore scores. Singleton moves to second. It's 7-2, Expos. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a line drive into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Fairley moves to second. It's 8-2, Expos. Bill Bonham now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore now playing right field. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Beckert strikes out. One out. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Bill Bonham. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.